I have friends here. They keep telling me, why don't you shift? You can make money. So I said, why should I do that?
A year plus back, the transactional value was going at 800 over 1,000 here. I got offered at just a nice 1M. I said that maybe you could look for other units because we know that money can't buy this place.
I've been living here since 1963. It was under rent last time. It was $69. Later on, around about 1970s, they wanted to sell this flat instead of renting already. And it was $20,000 to buy over. This is why the original position, the HDB has done it. There's no such thing as wire casing or this and that. Yeah. Well, this room is where my father was here for 10 years. You know, from hospital. He was paralyzed in the room for 10 years, then he passed on. The top part actually was a wire mesh, which later I sealed it myself. Because, you know, when this side they want to sleep, then next door, next room, when they on the light, it doesn't shine over here. This house holds memories of our family staying here. So why should we shift?
Myself, I've been living here since 1980, since I was born. And my own two children who are also staying here right now. Although everything is not around anymore, every part of this Tiong Bahru area, every step that you're actually taking, brings back memories that money can't buy. I have chances bringing my kids around, letting them know in my younger days, you know, this was a temple I always go to. This was where the uncle pushing his roadside satay store, and that's where I actually purchased. I said our playground were not like that in the past. That's where we gathered as kids, sharing with them all from my younger days what has developed, you know, until nowadays. They themselves are very, very curious, asking why do you still want to stay here when so much is actually gone. But the memories is something that is priceless to me.
This tree, I mean, it's about 80 over years already. Since we shifted here, it's down here already. The old neighborhood, they are very closely knit here. We know each other, which floor, which staircase. So we always gather downstairs, you know, chit-chat, this and that. A lot have sold their flats, you know. They move out because most of them are elderly. You know, they need the lift. This is a walk-up apartment, four-story, you know. For those old people to walk all the way down, it's a problem.
Are you worried that in future, you know, if you don't walk as well as you walk now?
Now I can just walk up four story, you know, without any break. So in future, maybe you go up first story, you rest for a while, you come up again slowly.
So no matter what, you find a way.
You find a way, I have to find a way. Right? Yeah. If there's a will, there's a way, no worry.
Having the lease run now to when it's nothing is a bit of a concern for me. This kind of concern is something not that we can control. Once the lease is over, I will still want this place, if possible. Hopefully, HDB or government will look into this, as you know, it's a very old heritage place. If you ask us for a top up, I'll jolly well take it.
Well, I hope my grandchildren will carry on, right? But it's up to them. When they grow big, the thinking might change.